You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is Tuesday, the 30th of July, 2019. I am ready for my day to kickstart, meaning I have a huge steaming hot cup of coffee. Yesterday was not exactly a great day on the Lal Street. All that took place yesterday and all that we can expect over the course of this one is what I bring to you on this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Monday blues were heard on D Street yesterday. The BSE Sensex saw a drop of nearly 200 points, while the Nifty 50 slipped below 11,200 levels. Weak Asian markets, combined with continuous outflow of the foreign fund, as well as muted corporate results, weighed on sentiment. But in yesterday's trading session, it was a fall in the auto stocks that led the decline. All eyes will now be on July auto sales numbers, which will be out on Thursday. Nifty has reached closer to its crucial support zone of 11,100. Analysts advise caution and wait for either a breakout above 11,400 to 11,500 or a breakdown below 11,140 before initiating fresh positions. Among specific stocks, more than 400 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low, which include names like Bajaj Auto, Tata Steel, Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki India, Hero MotoCorp, Ashok Leyland, among others. In the primary market, the initial public offer of mobile marketing firm Affle India was subscribed 28% on the first day of bidding on Monday. The IPO hopes to raise 459 crores, received bids for 9,42,260 shares against the total size issue size of 33,78,021 shares as per NSE data. In the currency market, the rupee recovered some lost ground and finally settled 14 paise higher at 68.75 against the American dollar on Monday amid easing crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets in the cash segment of Indian markets for 704 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,351 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Big news today, again from the earnings front, as many as 74 companies will declare their results for the quarter ended June later today, and that list includes names like Axis Bank, Bank of India, Dish TV, Gujarat Gas, Hero MotoCorp, NMDC, PNB Housing, Repro India, Shoppers Stop, Tech Mahindra, United Bank of India, VIP Industries, among others. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal as to how these things might go over the course of today. Axis Bank, PAT is likely to grow by 135% year-on-year. Hero MotoCorp, PAT is likely to fall by 19% year-on-year. Tech Mahindra, PAT is likely to grow by 17% year-on-year. So more auto stocks will be made available to us and we'll see how Hero MotoCorp truly does. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. The index closed below the crucial support level of 11,200 and formed a large bearish candle on the daily charts, which indicated that the trend is still in favor of bears and the next crucial level to watch out for would be 11,000. India VIX, that is the volatility index, the panic button of the Lal Street, moved up by 7.69% to 13.06 levels. Based on these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,140, 11,310, and 11,400. Maximum call open interest at 11,500 and 11,300. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,200. Some stocks that have been in the news. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories yesterday reported a net profit of 662.8 crore rupees in the quarter ended June, which is a jump of 45% year-on-year basis, led by a one-time gain. Indian Oil Corporation and its partner, Adani Gas Limited, will invest about 9,600 crore rupees in rolling out infrastructure for retailing CNG to automobiles and piped natural gas to household kitchens in 10 cities, for which they recently won licenses according to the state-owned firm. GHCL reported a 68% year-on-year growth in standalone net profit to 103 crore rupees as against 62 crore rupees in the first quarter of the last fiscal. And finally, we spoke to Relegate Broking, and this is what they have to recommend today in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be 1:2, one buy call, two sell calls. HDFC Bank has a buy call. Target we're looking at is 2,340 rupees. Stop loss placed at 2,200 rupees for an upside of 4.2%. Hindalco Industries has a sell call. Target 180 rupees, 180. Stop loss 200 rupees, downside 6.7%. Vedanta Limited has a sell call as well. Target 145 rupees. Stop loss 165 rupees. Downside of 8.2%. HDFC Bank with a buy call. Hindalco and Vedanta with sell calls from Relegair Broking. Well, that's it. We're almost inching towards the end of July, and indeed July expiry series will also be upon us, and Thursday's auto numbers will also have all our eyes on them. But today is today, and all the stories that evolve over the course of today we'll bring to you as and when. And of course, I'll meet you in the evening with a recap of all the events on an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.